Well, today I'm putting together a sermon summary for Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 3. This is the third sermon that I preached during the coronavirus and our church not being able to gather together in person. And it was just so neat to see God's provision. This is not necessarily a text I ever would have picked to preach during the situation, and yet the Lord brought it along in our Romans study. And John MacArthur said in his commentary that this verse, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, is one of the most comforting verses in all of Scripture, and our church family definitely found that to be true, or at least I know I did. The Lord really worked in my heart as I walked through this passage. So we begin with the word therefore, and so what is it therefore? We like to always go back and see what the word therefore is therefore. And I would say it could connect to chapter 7, verse 25. He says, thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Why? Because God is the one who sets him free from the body of sin and death. But it can also be, in a more general way, definitely building off of the rest of Romans in chapters 1 through 7. And there is great truth found in those passages, that there is justification by faith and faith alone, and that is where a believer's hope is found. So therefore, because justification is by faith and faith alone in Jesus Christ alone, there is now no condemnation. Condemnation in this text is not merely a pronouncement of guilt, but also punishment. And so what would this condemnation be? Well, because man suppresses the truth of the existence of a creator, chapter 1. Mankind goes towards sin and away from God whenever left to themselves, chapter 1. All of mankind has either God's law written on parchment or on their hearts, and yet they do not follow, chapter 2. And no man will ever stand righteous when compared with God's standards, Romans chapter 3. And this, in therefore, is our verdict. It, of course, is guilty. And what would be the rightful punishment then? Well, separation from God and death. But what this text is saying is there is none of that for those who are in Christ Jesus. So what a wonderful truth for us. Can you grasp this? The joy, the freedom, the hope, and the peace. If you're truly saved and therefore in Christ Jesus, there will be none. Zip, nada, zero, zilch, punishment for the millions of sins that you have committed against our holy God. And so this truth is both humbling to those who have progressed in their sanctification and have been believers a long time, and it's also encouraging to those who are brand new believers or believers who may be struggling with sin at this time. Your hope and your standing is found in one person, and that's Jesus Christ alone. So he continues on, and he gives an explanation of how this works. Verse 2, it says, for the law, what law? Of the Spirit. What Spirit? Of life. In other words, the Holy Spirit. And where is this life found? In Christ Jesus. So how do we receive this life, and how are we in Christ Jesus? Well, by the work of the Holy Spirit who gives life that is in Christ Jesus. As God the Father breathed life into Adam at creation, so the Spirit breathed spiritual life into our lungs. And this life finds its source in Christ Jesus. And this, therefore, has set us free from the law of sin and death. It releases us from the hopeless bondage of trying to earn salvation in and of ourselves. This, of course, is an impossible task. And we illustrated it this way. You could sooner swim across the Atlantic than you could earn your salvation. You could sooner jump over the Grand Canyon than you could earn your salvation. You could sooner fly by flapping your bare arms than you could earn your salvation. Or you could sooner quench the sun with a bucket brigade than you could earn your salvation. But the Spirit which gives life, found in Christ Jesus, sets you free from the necessity of earning your salvation, and he provides it for free. And then we ask this question, how then is it possible? And Paul answers that in verse 3. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh. In other words, there was something, the law was never intended to be our Savior. Not because the law was weak, but because we in the flesh are weak. Man is weak. Man is a sinner, and therefore man sins. Just as a fish takes to water, and a bird takes to sky, and a cheetah takes to running, so man takes to sinning. So God stepped in And it says, for what the law could not do, God did. So how did God accomplish salvation of mankind? Number one, he sent his Son. On a side note, this implies, as I mentioned in the sermon, Christ's pre-existence as the Son of God. He sent his own Son to take on sinful flesh. He was not created somehow when he was incarnated. Rather, he existed from eternity past as all things were created through the eternal Son of God. But the eternal Son of God took on human flesh. His likeness, this word in the Greek, can mean total identity with. Jesus became a man, and he took on sinful flesh, though, of course, he himself was not sinful. This is not teaching that Jesus was sinful. What it's saying is he took on our human flesh. He was truly, actually a man, and yet, of course, we know he was without any sin, Hebrews chapter 4. So as he came in likeness of sinful flesh, what did he do? He came to offer a offering for sin. He came as an offering for sin. He took the wrath of God. He took the death of sin. He took the separation, being forsaken by the Father, and he did those things on our behalf. And when he did that, he condemned sin, rather. He took sin out of the picture, and he did that in his flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So what a wonderful truth there. And this brings us to incredible encouragement. Off of this foundational truth comes the rest of Romans 8. And we'll get there later on, but a glimpse into those things. God works together all things for our good, for us to be conformed into the image of his Son. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is found in Christ Jesus. And therefore, because there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, there is great joy and hope found in our salvation.